we want to thank Jesus for that morning. It's because surely in such a place, and surely there are big things to be won. But Almighty God, we might not win this victory because we are fighting for God. We are in a race. We are walking, we are running. And there are stones, there are valleys, there are seas, oh God. And sometimes we find ourselves in these deep valleys in our lives. We find ourselves in the midst of obstacles. And we are not able to run this race. We pray that King of all glory this morning, you will help us. You will help us, oh God. You will come through for each one of us, God. You will come through for those who are discouraged this morning. And you come through for those who are encouraged this morning. You will come through for those who are in a race, and in the midst of this race, they do not understand where they are. And at times, Lord, they are in the midst of a forest, wandering in the desert, with no water and with nothing, and even with no one to assist them. But we pray that you will come through for each one of us. You will come through for those who are in the desert, oh God. And you come through for those who are in the valleys and those who are in the seas. You will come through for those who are in fires. You will come through for those who are in up and down of this life in the name of Jesus, and cause them to understand where they are, who they are following, and where they are headed. You will come through for each one of us, Lord. Because we cannot make it without you, Lord. And at times we are so weak and we are so low. At times we do not know the direction, and at times we in this life not knowing where we are, we pray that you cause us to understand and even to know. It's a humble prayer, Redeemer. Lord, as I stand before your children this morning, I pray that I may not speak out of my own thinking, but Lord, you may speak through me for the glory and praise of your name. But my prayer this morning is that you may speak to me even as you speak to your children this morning. Lord, you may uplift us, O God, and you may speak to us words of wisdom, and even with issues and things that we can identify with this morning. We surrender ourselves this morning, praying that you shall take charge of each one of us. It's a humble prayer, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Morning. So we read from the book of Luke, chapter 14. We read from verse 5 to 5:35. And I hope you follow that reading, because I hope you
did the registration this year, they included you. Are we together?
Yes.
They included, but it happens also that you're in this church and your parents are not in this. You get what I mean? You're in this church and your parents are not in this church. So it is good for you to register as a member in this church. Okay? As a what? As a member. And usually the number that you'll be given is this, in some time it's usually the same number that you can will appear maybe in your tithe and all that. Are we together? There is the same number that will appear in your tithe as you tithe. You can fail to write your number, but your name and life at the number. But fail to write your name, but write that number. And it will be identified on the other side. Okay? So it's not really a tithe number, but it's a process of registering as a member of the church. Okay? Which is important. Let us register. Because inaweza atetea mtu, Dan anaweza atetea mtu, John anaweza atetea huyu ni memba wetu, huyu amekuwa huku. But if you're not again in those books, na mtu gani maybe doesn't really know you, sometimes it becomes so hard. So make sure that you also register in the church, okay? Those forms, maybe the ushers can be bringing them on board, just need to fill them and give them to our church secretary, and that is done, okay? So make sure you register. You are here, your parents are not here, so they have not registered you as a member of this church. Please do that. We have read Luke 14, 25 to 34. And it is very interesting. I don't know whether you were able to find the situation an interesting situation. And my topic today is the cost of discipleship. The cost? The cost? At the back, our topic is?
The cost of
discipleship. The cost of being a disciple. And who is a disciple? Who is a disciple of Jesus? Who is a disciple? Jesus. How was the man? Follower of Christ. So, okay. Who is a disciple? Somebody else at the back there. The guy in blue. Sorry, I don't know your name. Who is a disciple? At the corner. Jesus. So, who is the disciple of Jesus in that statement, in the same statement? Somebody who is following Jesus Christ. Okay. Who follows Jesus Christ here? Who follows Jesus Christ? Who is a follower of Jesus? No, let me lift your hands. Who is a follower of Jesus? Praise God. So, all of us are? All of us are? And so, the topic today, the cause of discipleship. And you realize that there were crowds at this point. Jesus was going teaching them. And so many crowds had followed Jesus. And they had come together with him. Following him, getting this information that he was giving. In the previous chapters, we find him giving parables and so much. And at this chapter, there are so many that followed him. And at one time, even the disciples were saying, "How about a quarter yes, because Abaku amewapea nini? Amewapea nini? Chakula. Praise God." But they followed him because he was really teaching, very interesting teachings that they could really identify with. And now there were so many that had come and followed Jesus. And at this time, Jesus is telling them. You can imagine now, all of them are disciples, or all of them are identifying with him. Come and be them to them, what? Like we are doing today. And And Jesus now says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother, and who? Let us read. Let us go together. Praise the Lord. So, if people can follow Jesus, because they would say maybe none of them were identified with the disciples who were already chosen, they believed they were also disciples of Jesus. They believed because we are following him. Sisi ni? Wafuasi? Wa? Wa Yesu. And so, now Jesus now tells them, you can imagine such a statement in the midst of a cloud, who are following you and thinking to go pamoja, to meenda pamoja. But if you don't hate even your own life, okay, you have hated who? Who may hate your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your brothers and sisters? Yes, he exists. Even your own? Such a person cannot be. Such a person cannot be my disciple. And believe you me, Jesus is the same person who says that you must love your neighbor, love everybody. Love comes first, isn't it? Before all those things come, love will always come. So, what does Jesus want to mean here? What is the meaning of this? Because it's the same person. Are we together? We say you must love your neighbor, you must love everybody, you must love will always come first. And the same person who is telling us that if you want to follow me, if you have to come after me, if you have to be my disciple, then you got to hate your mother, you got to hate your father, you got to hate your brothers and your sisters, and you got even to hate your own life. Praise the name of the Lord. So Jesus is trying in another way to tell them that if you want to follow me, if you have to follow me, you got to deny yourself. You got to deny yourself. You know, you got to deny your own self. You got to have released your total whole life. Your total whole life to him. You got to release your total whole life to him. Are we together? Your take. It's where he says that you love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all everything. So who is the disciple of Jesus? The disciple of Jesus is that person who hates even his own life. Are we together? And how do you hate your life? How do you hate yourself? Kwenda nazo, yani sisi tunafika mahali ya ili lako wa sefu. Like waking up in the morning is something that I love nice, isn't it? See, usingizi ni bora. Usingizi is nice. Actually, at your age, it's when you start to think. Are we together? At your age, it nile naamshwa. Naamshwa naenda, narudia na kuamsha tena, naenda, narudia na kuamsha. Anakuamsha, anakuamsha. Are we together? Yeah, that is age. That is about age. At your age, that is at its peak. Are we together? But I want to be in the service in good time. I want to go and, I mean, serve. I want to go and be in that church in good time. So you deny what? What will you deny yourself if you are to be in church in good time? And those are some of the things that you could. There are things that you might, you must deny yourself to follow Jesus. Because the Bible says that it's actually in the same book, Luke, actually I might get that verse. The narrow, the door. the Bible says it's easier for a camel to pitie katikati ya the needle of read your Bible. The needle of the needle of a the eye. Okay. The eye is the other way down. The eye of a needle. So the door to heaven is so narrow. Are we together? The door to heaven is so narrow. And there are things in this life, whether you like it or not, whether you are told or not to, you must deny yourself to go through this narrow door. To be able to have that intimate relationship with God, there are things in this life that you must deny yourself. Are we together? The things in this life, to be able to go through, to be able to have an intimate relationship with your God, with your Maker, and with your Father. The things in this life that you must deny yourself. And so, the Bible continues. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you desiring to build a tower has not have enough does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has laid about not to complete it. I'm mixing because of the prince of this Bible. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete. Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. So, what Jesus was teaching his disciples is that every time you want to run this race, you must sit down and count the cost. Because there is a cost you must pay to be able to run this race. There is a cost of discipleship. We do not just become. We do not find just ourselves being disciples. We do not just find ourselves serving. Praise the name of the Lord. You do not just find yourself in the midst of serving these people, Jesse. There is a cost to pay. And why you are finding yourself here is because you have agreed to go through the cross. Praise the name of the Lord. But there are times we want to be there. We want to be counted. But we don't want to count the cost. There is a cost. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says that any man who would want to build a tower will sit down and count the cost and find whether he is able to finish. He will be able to have the materials enough to finish to build the tower. But you cannot wake up one morning and say, I want to build. I want to finish. I will finish. But you sit down and count the cost. And even today, I know most of you are training to be maybe entrepreneurs, or you already entrepreneurs. Some of you are already entrepreneurs. And you know that there is always a cost that you have to sit down and know how much will it be? How much it has got to be happy. Itakuwa nitalipa pesa gapi, wafanyikazi nitawalipa gapi, the materials will cost me how much, the cost of stock will be how much, the cost of, doing the partition thing will be how much. There will be always be a cost to sit down and count. And that is the same cost that we have to pay as disciples of Jesus Christ. You cannot just and you cannot just become. The people here who have gone through it all, praise the name of the Lord, and they can count, they can say, I have gone through it. I have been through it. Maybe you are a CU leader in your church, in your school, all you've been into leadership, and you have gone through it all. Praise the name of the Lord. And so you know to serve, there is a cost that you have to pay. So one thing, if there one thing that we are learning, to be able to become a disciple and a follower of Jesus Christ. One, you cannot love your family less than you love Christ. I mean, you love your family less. Praise the name of the Lord. You love your? You can imagine. That is Jesus now speaking. And here it's like he does not care. Are we together? You have a father. And you have a mother. You have a brother. You have a sister. But it's like Jesus here does not care. There is a cost that you have to pay. So you have to pay this cost. You love your family less than you love. What were you to me? Can you imagine? Are you with me? Because can you imagine how you love your sister, how you love your mother? You get what I mean?
Yes.
What we are saying is that love should be more to God. Are we together? Because what Jesus wants to mean here is that there is a great love that you have for your mother and your father, isn't it? Or your guardian this morning. Are we together? There is that great love you have for your guardian, for your brother, for your sister. It is like this, isn't it? Now, for you to love Jesus, it must be where my hands are, it where beyond. Are we together? See, Jesus is not meaning that you hate them. But anasema hiyo love for Jesus must be wider. Are we together? For who? For Jesus, the love must be wider, must be higher, must go deeper. We love our parents, we love our brothers, we love our sisters, we love them indeed, isn't it? We love them indeed. But since I eat love in it for nine, it is my thing. So Jesus won his love to be able to become a follower. The love for Jesus must be wider than that. Are we together? Must be wider than that. Must be wider than that. You're going to love your family less than you love. But can we hate our family, Lily? Can we hate our family? Can we hate our brothers? Can we really hate our parents? We cannot. We love them this week. And so the same love that we have, we make it wider. Are we together? We cause it to be wider. Kama inafika hapa ya mzazi, na Yesu itendele yake. That is the same thing. Are we together? We cannot bear hate them. But where their love is, Jesus must be wider. For Jesus must be bigger. For Jesus must be higher. For Jesus must be bigger. Because there is a cost. If there is an extent you go maybe for your mother or your father or your sister, there is an extent you go. Isn't it? There is a cost you can pay. Maybe he needed something, she needed, or he needed something. You dropped in the road and you are in somewhere else doing something. And you feel I have to pay this cost because this is my own, maybe sister or my own. And you go and you drop it. For Jesus must be more than that. Are we together? You get what I mean? We cannot hate them. But Jesus wants to say that ya wazazi imefika hapa. Ya Yesu lazima iende zaidi ya hapa. For you to pay cost. Okay? For you to be able to pay. For you to be able to pay the cost. You cannot just pay the cost. There must be something that you must do extra. That's what I mean. Kuna kitu utafanya zaidi. Are we together? Kuna kitu utafanya zaidi. If your home sister calls you to tell maybe to drop something that she forgot at home, and you come and you work hard towards doing that. I mean, Jesus said, then there must be a wider cost that you have to pay. Are we together? Wider cost that you have to pay for Jesus. Amen? Amen? The number two. Number two is that you got to bear his own cross. You got to bear your own cross. Amen? Carry your own. Cross. Who will carry your cross? Jesus carried his own. In the same way, you got to carry your own cross. Amen? For you to be a disciple of Jesus. And the third thing, you got to renounce all. Praise God. You got to renounce? Amen? You got to renounce all. I know many times people have stood here. Many preachers that we keep on inviting. Sunday we had another preacher. All those people we invite. Amen? Other umetula mea kabisa. Now, we are those people that we keep on inviting. And they stand here and they speak. And there are things that they speak to us, and sometimes, praise the Lord, there are things they speak to you and you feel, I need to change, isn't it? There are things you feel, I need to turn. I need to change. And you know, those people, when they stand here, They were those things that they say, that one you know. And the Bible tells me, the same Bible that you read, that whoever knows to do good, whoever knows to do good, praise God. Come on, do you have a if you know to do, whoever knows to do good, whoever knows to do and does not do it. Lakini haifanyi. Are we together? Au haifanyi. You know to go, unajua this is the right thing, but you do the opposite. You know this is the right direction, but you do the opposite. Whoever knows to do good and does not do it, sins against God. Are we together? That is in James, if I'm not wrong. Go read your Bible from the book of James. That you might not pretend a vema. You know to love. You know to respect. You know to honor. You know to visit. You know unajua. You know. But you do not do it. If you do not do it, are we together? You sin against it? That is in James. God is for it in James. So, you want to renounce all. Renounce sin. Renounce funny behaviors. Renounce things that you go to renounce all to be able to follow Christ. Are we together? You cannot just follow Christ. And we have to talk about how to go. Are we together? To make a money? That you have a money, but I always say where we are going is nearer. Are we together? Where we are headed is nearer, but where we have come? We have come. I know of a lady who belongs to this church. Was rushed to hospital on Friday and passed on. Are we together? Here and there. For where we are headed is nearer. Are we together? Where we are headed is nearer than where we have come. Are we together? Because we could be 20, 21, 21. That is far. But where we are headed, where we are, even in this country, is nearer than where we are. And again, don't we know that in the book of
Philippians chapter 3, maybe John can Philippians 3, 20, 21. Praise God. I want us to read that verse 20. Yeah. Let's read. Okay, I think here. Read as if you belong there. Come together. Aye, let's go. Praise God. Because this is what is nothing. Our citizenship is not here. Praise God. Amen? I know you have even a woman. Did you know my number? Eh? Benela ikue. Iyete ikue. Ilichukua? Eh? You know what? Kwa kufungiriwa kariku wa die. Kuhuna huna nini? Huma number. What was that? Who understood? Your neighbor thinks you understand what you're doing. You want it? Will you want it? Brian? No, you know. You want it? Eh? Matthew, what was that? And then it was to take, isn't it? We are yet to know what was that. All who live in Sakiwa. And you are a citizen, isn't it? Of this country, isn't it? We are all citizens of this country. But the Bible says, our citizenship is in. Praise God. Are we together? And that is why when the Lord feels to take you any age, any time, anywhere, walking, driving, sitting, standing, in school, out of school, and I'm to poor. Are we together? Because our citizenship is not here. But woe unto you if you believe and stand and think that you belong here. And this world is for you forever. That's why the Bible says they would not, if the owner of the house knew the hour that the thief will come, we will have prepared, isn't it? Eh? If the owner of the house is seriously, we know, and we would be prepared, see you? And we would make sure that our law, our everything is. But we do not know. So the Bible says Jesus will come at any time. And you know, he comes for us when we are young, when we are old, when we are so youthful, when we are so mature, when we are, we do not know or when we know. He comes. Jesus comes. Anytime. Praise the name of the Lord. Last year, I know there is a lady, a very young lady. Very young, indeed young. Maybe of your age or younger than you. Who lost, who died out of cancer. Are we together? Very young, indeed. Very young. And I know that lady had things that he really wanted to. She really wanted to do many things, many plans. But it is always good to remember that our citizenship is not here. Amen? It is not here. Even when we are this young, it is not here. Because when God says it's done, surely it's done. It's done for you. It doesn't matter at which age or at which hour. And that is why we got to learn to be able to execute the cost of discipleship in our life. The cost of discipleship as young as we are in our lives. Amen? To understand where we are headed, to understand our mission, to understand our intimate relationship with God, to understand who we are, how to relate, how to walk, how to serve.
Thank you for your word. Your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Your word is true, and surely your word, Lord, we cannot go wrong with your word. And this morning you've reminded us the cost of discipleship. One is that we got to love you more than we love anybody else. Secondly is that, God, we got to bear our cross. And thirdly is that, Lord, we got to renounce all. Renounce sin in our lives, oh God. We cannot make it without you. We need your help. God, where you looked at us and found us sitting and doing things as if we do not know, cause us to understand and cause us to know. Lead us in the direction that leads to eternity, direction that leads to eternal life. Help us because we cannot make it without you. Hold our hands, Lord, because we are weak. And help us to run this race with perseverance, looking at you, Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.